Absolutely. We had 9 hours of football meetings, a 40-minute practice a day. And in my opinion, that's enough as far as the football parts. But the entire goal was to kind of bring the guys in and get them comfortable with our system. That was accomplished.
What message did you give them about kind of moving forward, trying to make this team? Obviously, there's 25 guys out here. Not all of them are going to be able to be on the roster.
Absolutely not. Every training camp's the same, or OTAs. Every kid can't make your team, but when you're on the field, you're playing for yourself in training camp. You're playing for every team in the league. So if you can play, someone will find you. So that's the message. Stay engaged, learn what to do so you can be your best, on game day. That's what counts in preseason.
It's a lot of teams mix in tryout guys during this rookie meeting.
Sure.
You don't because of the way it's structured. How does right. that help you in your evaluation of you guys or mm-hmm.
I think the evaluation is over. We've drafted and signed these guys, so the evaluation process, that's behind us. It's more now about getting guys ready to play NFL football. So in my opinion, to have a tryout camp, and evaluate our guys that we drafted, it's too late. We've drafted, man, we've signed free agents, so that part's over. It's time to help these guys become NFL players.
What have you seen from Bowles from a leadership standpoint in the first few days?
From a leadership standpoint, he just being himself. I mean, he's a happy person. I mean, he's an engaged person. He's obviously a confident person, so that helps. But just being himself, and that's what's important.
Generally speaking, you saw most of these guys on tape. This is probably your first chance to see them live.
Sure.
A guy like McKenzie, a guy like Henderson, did they look any different live to you?
I think McKenzie, for me, it confirms his ball skills. Sometimes when you have a smaller receiver, their ball skills suffer. But he's got big man's ball skills, and they confirmed today. With Carlos Henderson, he looked the same. I mean, he's a receiver that's built like a running back. I mean, he's got a big upper body, so he can break tackles. He's got quick twitch to play the slot position for us, so I'm excited about both of those kids.
How beneficial is it? I guess maybe I'm asking you to predict the future, but to have had these guys in and then they just stay in town versus other teams that have had to bring guys in and they had to go back to wherever they came from for a couple weeks.
It's important for guys to kind of have some continuity, just to be in town and kind of stay through phase two and then OTAs. Their reporting date was the 15th, and that's tomorrow. I'm sorry, Monday, okay? So you had a choice to bring them in the week before, fly them back home, and then fly them back, for your phase two. So we chose to bring them out this weekend and keep those guys here for phase two, which makes sense for everyone.
What about Jake? I know he's not on the field doing the mm-hmm. stuff, but what about Jake impresses you so far?
His maturity. When you're around Jake, you can see the maturity as far as the football player and the person. In meetings, he's in the front row. He's taking every note. He's a guy that's played at a high level for a long time. So we're excited about Jake. He just needs time to get healthy, it's his second injury, very similar to the first one. So he's aware of the process. So he's in good spirits. He's happy to be here. And then when he gets healthy, he can help us.
What do you tell him about the next step of kind of joining in with the veterans? I mean, we've heard in the past that's kind of an eye-opening. It's one thing to be here today,
right,
but then
right.
all the big names show up later this week.
It will be. For our guys, I told them, hey, just be yourself, and find a guy who can be an example for you and just fall in line. We have great leadership, so be great followers on Monday, and just find your way and keep your mouth closed and work, and that's what's important for Monday for those guys.
You get to wrap up orientation today.
I'm sorry, say again.
You get to wrap up orientation today, tomorrow off. Any plans with the family for Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day, actually, we're having a rookie brunch at about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I'll be with the rookies, with the wife, obviously, first. So that's my plans in the morning, to have brunch with the rookies. And after that, I have some family time. Moms are obviously, that's a big part of our society, mothers. So it's important to me, Mother's Day. My mom and my wife, obviously.
Coach, you might have a ton of time with these guys, but has there been a moment that's impressed you that's made you say, this guy's bringing it, or maybe personality or a moment?
Well, the first meeting we had Thursday evening, it was fun because it's a mature group. Everyone was up in their seats and engaged and taking notes, and that's important because most rookies have no clue what to expect. They walk into meetings and they're slumping in their seat and not taking notes, but this group they were engaged in our conversation. That was impressive with these guys. It's a good group, and it's a handpicked group for our football team. So I'm impressed by him so far.
EJ, do you have a stance on, I don't call it rookie hazing, but as they get indoctrinated into the league and carrying pads and maybe fun haircuts come training camp, do you have an issue one way or the other, a stance on it?
I'm not opposed to that. But, you know, we can't go too far with that. You know, it's our job as a staff and as coaches to kind of find the guys who can help us and fit our coach and kind of mold them, you know, and make them Broncos. It's hard to mold guys and bring them in when you're hazing and it's going too far. You know, I mean, that becomes personal, so we don't want that.